welcome once again to Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down those soulful sounds to which I do hope you're getting down. Of course, that's entirely up to you. I will let you know that if you are looking for the show on social media, I am at Upfront Soul on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also raise me at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. Well, I do love to hear from you, and we've had a lot of great mail lately. I'll get to some requests next week, but we're in the midst of Pride right now, so we're going to hear a perennial favorite, The Village People. Not what you might guess. This is my favorite song. It's called I Am What I Am. It's on Macho Man. And you're hearing it on Upfront Soul.
Yeah. Somewhere in Des Moines or San Antonio, there's a young gay person who all of a sudden realizes that she or he is gay, knows that if the parents find out, they'll be tossed out of the house. The classmates would taunt the child, and the Anita Bryans and John Briggs are doing their bit on TV, and that child had several options: staying in a closet, suicide. And then one day that child might open a paper and it says homosexual elected in San Francisco, and there are two new options. The option is to go to California. Stay in San Antonio and fight. 2 days after I was elected, I got a phone call, and the voice was quite young. It was from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And the person said, "Thanks. And you've got to elect gay people so that that young child and the thousands upon thousands like that child know that there's hope for a better world. There's hope for a better tomorrow. Without hope, not only gays, but those blacks and the Asians, and the disabled, the seniors, the us's, without hope, the S's give up. I know that you cannot live on hope alone, but without it, life is not worth living. And you, you've got to give them hope." Thank you very much.
Happy Pride!
Was Frenchie Davis with her version of Hot Stuff. Isis in the middle there, an all-woman funk band that unfortunately never quite got the widespread recognition they deserved. They were pretty big, but not too many people are playing them now. Thankfully, I have your ears. We heard Bobby and Maria from Ain't No Backin' Up Now. In the middle, we heard A.B. Soto, Hope, Visibility Part 1. We started out with the Village People at the top of this hour. I Am What I Am, from Macho Man. Next up, I've got a little interview segment with Joan Armatrading. Full disclosure, this was from 2016 when we spoke about her album, the new one at the time, Me, Myself, I, World Tour. So we're going to hear Ms. Armatrading's backstory on one of my favorite songs of hers. It's called Rosie. It's on Track Record. We're going to hear her talk about her inspiration when we had a chat about 5 years ago. She does have a new album coming out. It's called Consequences. We'll hear more from that real soon. But we're going to reach back for Rosie right now here on Upfront Soul. Well, you do have a terrific set list on Me, Myself, I. So many songs that I love to hear, including one of my favorite songs of yours, which is Rosie.
And, all right.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what inspired that song. It's just such a great one.
Yeah, Rosie was, I was in New York, and I'd just seen somebody off at the airport and took a taxi back from the airport to go back into the main area of New York where I was staying at the hotel. And when I got into the taxi driver said to me, have you seen around New York? And I said, no. He said, well, I'll show you around New York. And he took me to some places, actually, that I still don't even know today where they were. And one of the places was kind of seemed to be up high where you could look over the city. I have no idea. Maybe it was a bridge or something. I have no idea. But it was fantastic. And one of the other places that he took me to, I think it was 42nd Street. It was a street that had lots of gay transvestites, people walking around. And when I saw all the people, it just, you know, and they were in their heels and all that stuff. When I saw all that, it kind of triggered this idea of writing about Rosie. So that's where I got Rosie from. Thanks to a taxi driver who took me sightseeing. And by the way, he only charged me the normal fare. This was when did that come out? That was in the 80s, wasn't it, Rosie?
Don't you do that to the boys.
Hello, this is John on my trading, and you're listening to Upfront Soul.
When it's gone. it's gone, you'll regret it.
Michelle Ndiajocello there, daughter of Sweet Honey and the Rock founders, Bernice Johnson Regan, with Don't Take My Kindness for Weakness from Weather, La Bicifre in the middle with Watch Me. From the best of La Bicifre, he's a poet, hasn't done a lot of music lately. He does have a recent song out, played it last week. Reaching back for Watch Me, because I just love it, and I wanted to share it with you here on Upfront Soul. Joan Armatrading at the top of the hour with Rosie from Track Record, and a little excerpt of an interview that I had the honor of doing with Ms. Armatrading back in 2016 when she was talking about a live album that she recorded called Me, Myself, I. World tour, her live album, Not Me, Myself, I, the studio album she released back in the day. All right, we're going to turn now on this Pride edition of Upfront Soul to Jackie Shane. It's Any Other Way, the title track to Go Figure, the compilation album called Any Other Way. It's out on Numero Group. Let's take a listen. You got Upfront Soul.
Here you come again, and you say that you're my friend, but I don't know why you're. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Since we've been apart, and when I pass, I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. That's all I got to say, my friend. Now we better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. No other way. I wouldn't have it, baby.
till I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life.
Got more soul.
Heard Little Richard, Function at the Junction, from Get Down With It, the OK Sessions, and that's OKEH, it's a record label. Old school. Alright, in the middle we heard Billie Holiday with They Can't Take That Away From Me, from Billie Holiday Love Songs, and we started out with none other than Lil Jackie Shane. Any Other Way, the title track. That's a compilation out on Numero Group. All right. I miss you, little Jackie Shane. She passed on a couple years ago. I'm going to squeeze in at the end of this Pride Spectacular a set that does double duty. We've got Bayard Rustin, one of the architects of the 1963 March on Washington. Then we're going to hear him singing. He had a beautiful singing voice. Bayard Rustin was a black, gay, out Quaker. Not something you hear a lot. We're gonna play this for Juneteenth here on Upfront Soul.
Bring to you the executive director of the March on Washington, the man who organized this whole thing, Mr. Bayard Rustin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first demand is that we have effective civil rights legislation, no compromise, no filibuster, and that it includes public accommodations, decent housing, integrated education, FAPC, and the right to vote. What do you say?
You don't have to ride Jim Crow. No, you don't have to ride Jim Crow. On June the 3rd, the High Court said, when you ride in the state, Jim Crow is dead. You don't have to ride Jim Crow. And when you get on the bus, and when you get on the bus, get on the bus, said any place, 'cause Irene Morgan won her case. You don't have to ride Jim Crow. You don't have to ride Jim Crow. No, you don't have to ride Jim Crow. Go quiet like if you face arrest. NAACP will make a test. You don't have to ride Jim Crow. And someday we'll all be free. Yes, someday we'll all be free. When united action turns the tide and black and white sit side by side. Oh, someday we'll all be free. Thank you.
one and only Billy Strayhorn, yes, Duke Ellington's right hand, with Lush Life, spinning the ancestors here on this Pride edition of Upfront Soul. We look ahead, we look behind. He's walking with us. Byard Rustin in the middle singing, You Don't Have to Ride Jim Crow. Byard Rustin at the top of the set speaking. We're going to close with Burning Spear. But first, we're going to hear Abby Lincoln and Max Roach. Freedom Day. Music for Juneteenth. Coming soon to a federal calendar near you. You heard it on Upfront Soul.
Thank you. listen, whispers say we're free. Rumors flying must be lying. Can it really be? Can't conceive it, don't believe it, but that's what they say. Slave no longer, slave no longer. This is Freedom Day. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Throw those shackling chains away. Everybody that I see says it's really true. We're free. Freedom Day, it's Freedom Day. Free to vote and earn my pay. Dim my past and hide away. But we made it Freedom Day.
Up this edition of Upfront Soul with a couple songs for Juneteenth. Burning Spear there with Slavery Days. That was a favorite of my uncle's, sometimes known as Big Mon Santa. He's been gone 2 years now, just about exactly. I miss him every day. I know he's celebrating this holiday wherever he is now. Took that from Chant Down Babylon, the Island Anthology. And at the top of that short, sweet set, we heard from Max Roach and Abby Lincoln, plus a whole room full of great musicians, including Coleman Hawkins, no slouch himself. We heard Freedom Day. It was on Max Roach's Freedom Now suite. It's getting hard to find on vinyl. I played it just now on a compilation, various artists, called 1960 to 2010, Candid 50th Anniversary. We'll hear more from that release another day. But it's time for me to skate on home. Thank you so much for listening. It has been my honor and my privilege, as always, and I mean it. to bring the tunes to your party. I'm gonna tell you about the music you're hearing behind us. I play it every week, just about. It's Charles Erland with Message from a Black Man. Full disclosure, he was a black man, I am not. Took that from Living Black. Charles Erland, also known as the Mighty Burner, a smokin' organist who started out playing tenor saxophone with Jimmy McGriff. Sadly, he passed in 1999 at the very young age of 58 due to heart failure. Rest in power, Charles Erland. And in case you've been wondering what we hear at the end of every show, it is Sam Cooke having a party from live at the Harlem Square Club 1963. One of his two wonderful live recordings, the other one being live at the Copa. Sam Cooke, my ticket into the world of soul music, the beautiful world of soul music, by way of Harrison Ford, of all people. Thanks, Harrison. And now, I will ask you once again to stay tuned. If you like, tune in again next week if you have the time. And in the meantime, always do remember, during the Pride Spectacular, the Juneteenth set, or any other week, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine, Wabanaki Territory.
I'm black and I'm proud!
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.